Jackie Sawicki is exactly the type of person President Obama needs to sign up. She's young, healthy, and uninsured. Too bad she thinks his healthcare overhaul is a failure.
I feel like I'm being penalized for being healthy and taking care of myself.
Sawicki, who's 34, lives in Garland with her husband Jeffrey and two dogs. She's been uninsured for years, which isn't to say she's not familiar with the insurance system. Before starting a career in web design, Sawicki worked at a medical office, handling claims and collections.
I was dealing with cancer patients, people who had just had amputations, major surgery, who were dealing with infection, and I had to, you know, look them in the eye and ask them for large sums of money. And at one point, I was just like, I can't do collections anymore. Move me somewhere else.
Sawicki is so sick of the for-profit healthcare industry, she says, she's decided to pay the $95 fine rather than sign up. Besides, she says, the rates aren't affordable.
You still have deductibles, you still have copays, you still have prescriptions. Even an affordable rate still is a big chunk out of your paycheck.
And she doesn't expect health insurers to reduce premiums anytime soon.
They're promising, oh, well, there's going to be competition, so it'll lower their price, but it really gives them no incentive because you have to buy it. So why would they lower their price? They've got a captured market.
Sawicki wishes the Affordable Care Act had embraced a single-payer system. You can imagine, she says, the response she gets from many Texans who see that as socialism.
But you know what? I love Texas. This is my state, too. And when people say, oh, you don't like it, get out. Well, I love Texas. I'm a Girl Scout. I'm a real conservative because I believe in, like, saving the planet and saving each other.
Progressive, conservative, label her how you'd like. Sawicki says come January, the only thing she won't be labeled is insured. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.